Chafes Ivan Simen Kuf Nun Hey, Halacha Aleph, and we're going to Halacha Hey, Halacha Vav. So here we go. We're discussing the different vestos. And as the Kitzur introduces, I'm going to explain this according to the custom, although the Kitzur has a little bit of a variation, but this way too, the people won't get confused from everything they've learned until now. So first of all, he starts off with the source. Vizaltim is to Muslim is actually the source. The person has to, a husband have to wife and wife have to separate what's close to the veset. Now, what does that mean? So the pasuk pshat means the day that they get their period, that she got her period last time. So if it was daytime, it'll be daytime. If it was nighttime, it'll be nighttime. However, there's a famous shitas ol zaruah, and the shach quotes it, and many people follow it. And that is that, for example, if she's supposed to get a period, let's say on the 5th of the month of Kislev, during the day, so the husband and wife will refrain the night before. It's called the 12 hours before. Or if it's vice versa, let's say she was supposed to get a period at night, it'll be the day before. Always be 12 hours before. This is called the Oynes Ozawa. Nevertheless, the Chazanish was not makpid on it. And especially in this generation, the way I teach it, humbly, I think that the Chatchila, okay, so when a couple is holding and they've been married for a while and it's not a big deal, so there's room to be machmir. But otherwise, in general, a couple should not be machmir. It should only go according to the pasuk shat of halacha. Okay, next. Some say that when it comes to a woman, let's go through this. Isha, a woman that has a veses kavua. So as I mentioned, a veses shena kavua. She doesn't have a set cycle. So the Kitzur now is going to discuss the what's called oina beinonit. So let's make it very simple. Okay, a woman got a period on the 5th of Iyar. Okay, that means hey Iyar, she got her period. Now, what is she supposed to be concerned about? So we already discussed the calendar day and we discussed intervals. When it comes to oina beinonit, there's an average of 30 days that Chazal discussed. And that is that every time a woman has a period, she has to count 30 days if she doesn't have a vessel kavuah. Again, if she had a set intervals or she already has a set, she doesn't have to worry about what's called oina beinonit. There is a big pesach in Lakewood, actually, the world today doesn't apply. Most people don't have it. But the bottom line is a simple understanding is you count 30 days. So count, take your finger, put it on the calendar, count 30 days from hey ear. You know what you will get? Since ear is 29 days, it will always land on the same exact day as a calendar day, which means that it will be Hey Sivan. Now, if it's a 30-day month, it will always be the day before. It will be on Dalet Sivan. So every other month, technically speaking, you're killing two birds with one stone, as the expression goes. Once you got what I just explained, it's pretty simple. The 30th day, Oina Beinonis, is also something that a woman has to keep in mind. Now, where it becomes a little bit more complicated, which is something I already touched about, is if a woman has what's called a veset kavua. So she has a veset kavua, she sees every 29 days, or she sees every 5th of the month. And then suddenly she starts changing from what's called veset kavua. So veset kavua was established by 3 times, and in order to eradicate the veset kavua, you have to miss those days 3 times in a row. But in the meantime, you have to be machmir on both. So for example, if a woman had a veset kavua, let's say a hey ear, so every hey, the 5th of the month, she gets her period, and then she changed to vav of the month. So for the next 3 times, the next month, she has to be worried about hey and also vav, or whatever the change was. Until that change happened 3 times, so then she eradicates her original Beset Kavua.